Hello, hello, hello. This is Harrison, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Happy Super Bowl Monday. Should be a holiday, if you ask me. Could definitely use the day off. I'll keep it at that. But yeah, we got a theme for today. It's day before Valentine's Day, so I thought I'd do love songs. Not exactly the most unique idea, but I think it works. So yeah, you just heard Uh-Oh, Love Comes to Town by the Talking Heads off of Talking Heads 77. And yeah, we're just gonna keep the music going. Up next, you got some Neil Young, specifically off of After the Gold Rush. Enjoy. So that was When You Dance, I Can Really Love off of After the Gold Rush by Neil Young. Went back and re-listened to that whole album last week and was just absolutely astonished by how good it was. Hadn't sat down and listened to the whole thing front to back in a really long time. And if you haven't in a long time, I recommend you go back and do it. There's not a single skip on the entire album. It's really, really great. That's one of my favorites. Definitely fits with the theme. So, you know the show. You know I'm going to have to play some Grateful Dead, so we're going to get it out of the way now. This is They Love Each Other from Cornell 77. It's a really good version. Not the one that I normally listen to, strangely enough, but I thought I'd switch it out for another one that I really like. So yeah, this is They Love Each Other from May 8th, 1977, Barton Hall, Cornell University. Enjoy. All right, so that was They Love Each Other from Cornell, 1977. Really like that. I really like Jerry Stolo in that one. Keys are good too. And of course, you got the Phil bombs kind of running throughout that keep it all together. It's a good version. I mean, the whole concert's kind of legendary for a reason. You don't hear a lot of people talk about, like, They Love Each Other when they're talking about Cornell. They're talking about, you know, the Scarlet Fire. They're talking about the Morning Dew. But it's a great performance, so I thought I'd play it. It's also fun when a love song is, I guess, kind of mutual. It's talking about two people, not just, you know, one's love for another, but mutual love, I think is how I would describe it. Got some bad news last night. Unfortunately, Atrigal's the Dove from De La Soul has passed away. And this comes, I mean, right when they're about to put all of, right when they got all of their rights back and they're about to put their music back out on streaming. And even on physical releases. Really sad. I mean, if you haven't heard De La Soul, they're just, you know, one of the all-time talents in terms of especially 90s rap, but just kind of rap in general. And this is one of my favorite songs off of 3 Feet High and Rising, and it features a Steely Dan sample, so, you know, I had to play it. And it's about love. So this is I Know. Rest in peace, man. Rest in peace, Trugoy. It's a shame. But luckily, people are about to get exposed to some really, really good music once it's, you know, widely available again in the coming months. So yeah, this is I Know by De La Soul. Enjoy.
Greetings, girl, and welcome to my world of phrasing right up to bat. It's the daisy age and you're about to walk top stage, so wipe your lottoes on the mat. Hip-hop love, this is, and don't mind when I quiz your evolvements before the sun. But clear your court, cause this a one-man sport, and who's better for this than plugged one? Don't have to worry about me squashing other deals, cause they've already been squished. Freeze the frame of our moves the same, wish we can continue right behind the bush. You'll stay with me, I know this, but not because of all my earthly treasures, or regardless to the fact that I'm past the noose, but because... I cut this dance to introduce myself as the chosen one to speak. Let me lay my hand across yours and aim a kiss upon your cheek. The name's Plug 2, and from the soul I bring you the daisy of your choice. May it be filled with a pleasure principle in circumference to my voice. About those other Jennies I reckoned with, lost them all like a homework excuse. This time the magic number is 2, cause it takes 2, not 3 to seduce. My destiny of love is brought to an apex. Sex is a mere molecule in this world of lust that I have for you. It's true, true. To let this rhyme style get somewhat poured in the mold. Hold my hand and we'll pick my plantation of daisies for a bouquet of soul. Right at the cut of a rim. Take it as filled to the rim as in brim. Squeeze your stoop like Betty Boop, then make camel alphabet soup and spell plug ones within. Forward marches to say when transistors will play. Coming to bed is the move. Dolby sound will be then top crown when I put the needle into your groove. I got a good thing, and in full swing. I show this in gifts, words or letters, but even without those three, I know you'd be close to me, cause
I know I love you better.
It's I again, and the soul that I send is taking steps to reach your heart. Any moment you feel alone, I can fill up your empty part. We can ascend till we reach daylight heaven, and in a spin we'll hit the top 10. Then we could meet Mr. Stucky and Pops Brother Lucky will preach, let the wedding begin. Shot by an arrow of Cupid through a string of a G-clef, my dear, I claim your death. And if you could hear me, by golly gee, true goy is ready for what you possess. We could live in my plug tube home, and on Mars where we could be all alone. And we make a song for two, picture perfect things, and I sing of how
I know I love you better.
That was I Know by De La Soul off of 3 Feet High and Rising, which should be out in its entirety next month on streaming. I personally like De La Soul's Dead a bit more, but 3 Feet High is great. Elephant in the Room, Super Bowl last night. I thought it was pretty good. That holding call at the end, interesting. See, it's tough, right? Because there's part of me that's like, yeah, he did pull his jersey, and that's technically illegal. But then at the same time, it wasn't an egregious holding call. And when you're, you know, playing the most important game of the season, I honestly see the argument for just kind of letting it play. Especially because it didn't really impact the outcome of the play. Whatever. I'm not going to get super deep into it. But congrats to the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes, you are on your way to becoming genuinely one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. I think you're already there. I think you're on your way to being the best. I just hate that he's in the AFC and I'm going to have to deal with him for the next 10 years, which is a shame. But yeah, I mean, coming back from injury, playing like that last night, it's insane. I was praying for him to throw an interception, so but it didn't end up happening. But yeah, I don't know. It's a good Super Bowl. Call at the end kind of soured it a bit. Congrats to the Chiefs. Rihanna did a good job. Yeah, I don't know. Pretty normal Super Bowl, if you ask me. But yeah, let's keep it going. Up next, got one of, I think, top two or three love songs ever written. From one of the best albums ever made, too. This is God Only Knows by Beach Boys off of Pet Sounds. I don't really think this needs any introduction. You all know the song, so enjoy.
But long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
God only knows what I'd be.
Oh, right. So that was God Only Knows by the Beach Boys off of Pet Sounds. Again, doesn't really need anything added to it. It's perfect. Brian Wilson's really crazy for everything on that album, to be perfectly honest. Got some Cure up next. And this one's funny because I don't know if you have all listened to Disintegration in its entirety. Not a very upbeat album, to say the least. So this song kind of comes out of nowhere, and but it works in the flow of the album, and it's also just one of the Cure's best songs. This is Love Song by the Cure off of Disintegration.
Busted in Laredo, but for reasons that I'd rather not disclose.
I smoke pot, and I like it a lot. Hi, this is Willie Nelson. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer to use than alcohol. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. It's time we stopped arresting and started respecting responsible marijuana smokers in America. And to learn what you can do to help, please contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORMAL.
Listen to Willie Nelson, everybody. Yeah, that was Love Song by The Cure. And I think we're just going to keep the music going. I'm not going to lie, I'm pretty out of it today. So just going to let the music speak for itself. Couldn't do a Love Song show without playing some Otis Redding. And it's definitely the first song that came to mind when I was thinking of what to play. So this is Try a Little Tenderness by Otis Redding.
Young girls, they do get wearied wearing that same old shaggy dress, yeah, yeah. But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness, yeah. You know she's waiting, just anticipating for things that she'll never, 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 never possess. Yeah, yeah. But while she's there waiting, and without them, try a little tenderness. Gotta do. It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She has her grief and care, yeah, yeah, yeah. But the soft words, they all spoke so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier, easier to bear, yeah. You won't regret it, no, no. Young girls, they don't forget it. Love is their home, happiness.
So that was Try a Little Tenderness by Otis Redding. Up next, we got some Miles Davis, specifically My Funny Valentine, from Cookin' with the Miles Davis Quintet, which is probably my favorite one of his album titles. And this is from the first quintet, not the second. It's really good stuff. So, Day Before Valentine's Day, seemed fitting. Enjoy. So that was My Funny Valentine from Cooking with the Miles Davis Quartet. I got a request in, so I'm going to shift up the end of my lineup so I can get it played. Rick, purveyor of fine surf and Grateful Dead memorabilia at the Palm Beach Boys Club, has requested Shining Star by the Jerry Garcia Band, and I think that'd be fun to throw in here. He made the argument that 1991 is his favorite year of the band, so I grabbed one from 1991. This is a Shining Star from November 23rd, 1991 at the Bradley Center. Enjoy.
Oh,
so good when we're lying here next to each other, lost in love. Oh, babe. Honey, when we touch, I love you so much. You're all I've ever dreamed of. Oh, babe.
Honey, I'll never leave you alone.
Lost in love. Oh, baby. Honey, when we touch, I love you so much. You're all I've ever dreamed of. Oh, baby.
Honey, I'm down.
Oh, baby.
I'm going to be fully honest, I didn't think I'd have time for that, but I'm really happy I did. It actually filled out my show much better than what I had selected before. But yeah, that was Shining Star from the Jerry Garcia Band, November 23rd, 1991. Really, really great recording. Off of Garcia Live Volume 8, I'd recommend the whole show, really. A lot of good standouts in there, and that's definitely one of them. So yeah, this is where I will leave you. This has been Harrison, and you were listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in to Stranger Waves. I implore you to keep your dial set to 91.5, as a great show is up next, the Silica Gel Slop Hour with Dan. Really cool and fun stuff gets played on there. So I heavily, heavily encourage you to check that out if you haven't. And of course, Global Grooves with Jake. Before my show, also heavily worth checking out. And then if you're up late tonight, got an hour to kill with Isaac at 10 p.m., which is always a lot of fun. I got one more song for you, and if God Only Knows is a top two or three love song, this is also one of them. This is Something by the Beatles off of Abbey Road, and I hope everybody who's celebrating tomorrow has a nice Valentine's Day, and those who aren't, hope you have a good day as well. Yeah, this has been Harrison on Stranger Waves. I'll be back next week. Thanks again for tuning in, and this is Something. She knows.